So I want to get your thoughts beyond first-line therapy. Let's come back to your patient. Can you talk about what happened to her tumors as she was treated?
So I think it's quite interesting to me when we see the pace of response to these medications. We can all think about patients in our clinic where we see just this slow response over time. And then I'm thinking about this particular patient where she came back at her first scan. I think it was about 3 months after we first saw her. And her disease, basically her PET scan, showed a complete response to therapy. And in that type of response, of course, those are the patients we love to give that news to. They are gratified. They are in tears. They are excited. Obviously, this has implications for their planning. And this was a case exactly like that, Neil, where it was almost a complete response right away. Interestingly, she had called our nurse probably about 2 weeks after she started the drug, and she said, within 2 weeks, I've noticed already that the tumor within my breast has decreased. And so there was almost an immediate sense by the patient that something good was happening. And obviously, that was confirmed when we got her first scans.
So it is interesting that she had this clinical complete response. You know, you hear people say you don't see path CRs when you give neoadjuvant hormonal treatment. But what do we know right now about neoadjuvant hormonal therapy with CDK4/6 inhibition?
Well, what we know, Neil, is that when we treat, obviously, with a drug like tamoxifen or an aromatase inhibitor, we can inhibit proliferation. And how well you inhibit proliferation has implications long term. We know that in those neoadjuvant studies that have evaluated, for example, abemaciclib or palbociclib, that we inhibit proliferation much better. In fact, proliferation reductions in Ki-67 are sort of, you know, just are substantial. That's the only word I can think of. And so with that in mind, I think the observation and the thought is that given that much inhibition of proliferation, that this certainly should have implications as we think about the adjuvant treatment of ER-positive breast cancer and as we await the outcomes of these trials evaluating CDK4/6 inhibitors in the adjuvant space.